Cape Talk, Money Matters with Sylvia Walker.
It is the 8th of March 2019. Good morning to you, and this is Money Matters with Sylvia Walker. She is the Early Breakfast Show's resident financial advisor. She's a speaker, a financial planner, and author of the book Smart Woman, which is to her every Friday at this time. And if you ever want to get in contact with Sylvia, you can do so using her email address, which is sylvia@sylviawalker.co.za. Sylvia, good morning to you. How are you doing?
Morning, Abs. I'm fantastic. Thank you. And you?
Absolutely fantastic. And of course, it is my birthday.
Yes, I was going to say, Abs, happy, happy birthday. And I hope you don't celebrate too hard this weekend.
Oh, you know me better than that. You know me better than that. And talking about not celebrating too much, I think sometimes when we have money, we tend to overindulge. But apparently, therefore, International Women's Day, the slogan is balance for better. So, it's all about balancing your finances.
Absolutely, Ads. You know, I think it's an absolutely wonderful slogan. And I was so excited when I saw it, or the theme, you know, balance for better, because we often are so unbalanced in life. You know, life is so busy and we're so rushed and we're so, you know, we must focus on this and focus on that. And I always like to simplify life in terms of four pillars. And those are the four pillars upon which our lives are based, the foundation of our lives. And those pillars are our physical health, our financial health, our spiritual health, and then our emotional health. And if we have balance in those four areas, we actually live a fairly happy and contented and balanced life. So I think sometimes, you know, we tend to focus on one aspect only. So I always, you know, I love using the example of the workaholic. So if somebody's just driven by money, they may put all their energy into the financial pillar of their life, that aspect, and then things will fall down around them. Their relationships may crumble, their health may suffer. You might also find someone, for instance, who just put all their energy into the emotional side, you know, desperately always seeking for a relationship or seeking, you know, for approval, for people to like them. And they could actually end up running themselves into the ground financially and health-wise just trying to do that. So when one talks about balance and how money fits in, it's very much a critical part of life and one of those four pillars. And it needs to be balanced between them. So it's not all spending all your money. It's not saving all your money. It's not focusing all your money on your health or on one aspect, but making sure that you have, as I say, balance between your spiritual, emotional, financial, and physical health. Mm. So I think it's a fantastic theme.
Yeah. No, I love it. I love it also. And I think I love the way you lay out what it means in terms of finances and all of that. Okay, so it is International Women's Day. So that means it's all about women. It's all about balancing. Do women tend to battle more with this sort of balance, Sylvia, as opposed to men?
I think, as they often do, because women juggle many balls. We know that it's a cliche. Women are a wife, a mother, maybe a boss, a sister, a daughter. So we have many roles that we juggle as women, and we very often put ourselves last on the list. So we might find a lot of pressure on ourselves to try and be everything to everybody. You know, I've got to keep everyone happy. And then I end up actually neglecting my own needs at the end of the day. It's interesting in terms of research, and I love to ask this when I do workshops, you know, what do women spend their money on and what do men spend their money on in the household? And 9 times out of 10, the picture emerges that the women will tell me that they spend their money on the household expenses, you know, the domestic help, the groceries, the education, and so on, the day-to-day stuff. And the husband spends his money on investments and often on paying off, you know, for the house, the cars and whatever. So women often put themselves in that quite vulnerable position where they are spending their money on day-to-day stuff. And when we talk about balance, they're not actually even thinking about tomorrow. It's just about using their money for today. And obviously some women are really financially savvy. You know, you can't generalize, but it's a pattern that often emerges. So as I say, yeah, women have to, you know, need to learn to actually be a little bit selfish, I think. And that's actually okay to be selfish. And that's something else as women that we don't always, you know, we battle with. Because we are brought up to nurture and care and take care of people. So it's actually okay to take a step back and be a little bit selfish, I think, and start focusing on our needs and creating that balance in our own financial lives.
If we look at the overall picture then in South Africa, man, and even the rest of the world, is there a balance in earning opportunities, though? I'm talking now between genders.
Yeah, and the thing is that it's quite interesting that according to statistics in South Africa, women do earn about 23% less than men on average. So that's obviously also a critical aspect. If women aren't earning as much as their male counterparts, they might not be able to invest as much. You know, it can affect your decisions in terms of how you utilize your money. Women also also, of course, compared to men, often take breaks to raise families. So, you know, if a woman might stop work for a year or two because she's having a child, and that will also influence her ability to actually utilize her money and you know, create financial independence with her money, because she has fewer paychecks than, or you know, do people still have paychecks today? I'm not sure. Well, we use the phrase, you know, she has fewer salaries that she's earning compared to her male counterpart. So I think, yeah, there are some differences definitely in terms of the amount of income that women do earn, firstly, the discrepancy, and then secondly, the number of times a woman does earn money. It often is less than her male counterpart, simply because she might take time out, which is perfectly okay, you know, to start a career. But one has to, I mean, to raise a family, but one needs to be aware of that.
This is Money Matters with Sylvia Walker, who joins you every Friday around about this time to give you some advice when it comes to your money matters. A reminder once again, if you want to get in contact with Sylvia, you can email sylvia@sylviawalker.co.za. Today, it's all about balancing your finances. It is International Women's Day, and the slogan for this International Women's Day is Balance for Better. And so Sylvia is talking about balancing your finances. Are you able to? What are some of the things that you need to watch out for? Be part of the conversation. 31567, would love to hear from you. Are you able to balance your finances? Feel free to join the conversation. Sylvia, I mean, bring it back to you. When we talk about financial balance, we also refer to taking care of today as well as tomorrow. Do women and men view saving for tomorrow in the same light, or are there differences?
Again, yes, you're very right in that. It is about balancing today and tomorrow. So it's not all about spending today, or it's all about saving for tomorrow. Research again shows us that about 76% of South African women feel financially insecure, which is quite interesting. It also shows us that women are, funny enough, better at budgeting and they're more disciplined and saving, yet they have this feeling of insecurity. So for some or other reason, women feel, you know, more financially vulnerable. I think in society, men are often taught to invest for growth and, you know, for long-term investments, while women often just put some money aside just in case. So it's the old story of, you know, like the sort of cliche of the cookie jar in the kitchen where she puts a few rands in, or puts money in just in case something goes wrong. So, again, as I say, these are generalizations, but I think women do sell themselves short. Women are not in the same position exactly as men are when it comes to long-term investing by and large. About 39%, if you look at bank cash, so people who have cash in the bank, about 39% of women have money saved in a bank account. And for men, that's about 45%. So very interesting that men use money to prepare for the future, while women actually use their money, as I said earlier, to create the lifestyle now, to pay for day-to-day things, where men might tend more to invest for tomorrow. But there are some differences definitely there between men and women.
And so, Sylvia, what steps can we take, I mean, in creating that financial balance for a better future?
So, Abs, you know, I think for me, it's always been a case of it's irrespective of whether there's a man or not. And I know that's quite a contentious issue because obviously if you're in a relationship, it is impacted by the fact that it's not just me, but it's me and my partner. But I really believe that each and every woman should be financially independent and have her own money and make her own financial decisions around that money, because that situation of having a partner is not guaranteed. Nothing in life is guaranteed. So if you have that firm financial foundation, you're okay no matter what happens in your life. So, you know, start with the basics. Draw up a budget. Know where your money is going. It's a very simple thing, that budgeting. And we all seem to think, we don't need to do it. But I always say it's like taking a selfie of your finances. You can see exactly what's coming in and exactly where it's going. And then you need to look at your priorities. So, you know, where are you actually spending your money? What is the priority that you have in life? And if you need to make some changes, if you don't have any money to save, you need to change your priorities and you need to change your behaviors and your spending patterns. Pay yourself first. Old thing that, you know, start with you. Put the money aside for you first and foremost. And then understand your goals. You know, that there'll be some short-term savings, some long-term savings. Basically, you need a plan at the end of the day, Ab. So, you know, it's about taking control, making the decision, and then starting to put that in place. And if you need to get advice, you know, you need to get a professional to assist you, then by all means do that. Some people are quite okay with sorting themselves out and, you know, doing their own planning. But in most cases, we need a coach. We need someone to guide us, someone to assist us. So it's about taking control. Yeah, taking control and then taking action. You know, what do they say? What's the expression? Action without, you know, you can think one thing, but unless you actually take action, it's not going to turn into reality. So, yeah.
Fantastic. Sylvie, I suppose then that brings us to the end of the discussion for this week. Certainly looking forward to chatting with you again next week, Friday. That being said, a happy, happy International Women's Day to you.
Thank you, Ed. And an absolutely astounding booster. I hope you have the best one ever and have a fantastic weekend celebrating.
Oh, in just a few minutes' time, don't you worry. It starts. Sylvie Walker, good morning.